You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, before I get into this article, I have to tell you this. This weekend, in light of everything that's happened over the past week, there will not be any HMT. I'm going to go ahead and take a knee for this weekend because I need a crystal clear mind for next week. And I'm going to talk about the responses to what has transpired so far. And yeah, like I said, I need a crystal clear head so I can thoroughly go ham. Now, let's get into this interesting yet extremely relative article. Now, more and more men are turning to AI. However, unlike most articles, this article doesn't seem all that biased. So why not share it? Now, this article was published on the 1st of September. Why men are turning to AI girlfriends like SpicyChat.ai. Now, as we all know, there was a Reddit for women called Women with AI Boyfriends that got an update that basically wiped their AIs clean to the point to where the AI itself started rejecting those women. Yeah. Now let's get back to the article. For decades, men have been told to man up, just keep trying, and put yourself out there. But the truth is, modern dating has become a rigged game. Yes, gentlemen, you all know this. So, of course, men are going to find a suitable alternative. That is what we do as problem solvers. And of course, speaking of AI, you guys are pretty sure that I'm starting to use AI more in my videos, AI imagery, short AI videos. Yeah, of course, I subscribe to an AI generator and I'm having a blast letting my imagination just run completely and totally wild. Swiping apps turn human connection into a slot machine. Ghosting is the norm. And men are often treated as disposable until they have proved themselves as valuable providers. Yeah, make yourself a nice, big, fat, juicy target. That way she can leech off of you while still having one foot still in the streets. So it's no surprise that thousands of men are quietly walking away from the old dating marketplace and turning to AI girlfriends like SpicyChat.ai instead. Dating apps are failing men. Let's be blunt. Dating apps are built for women. The numbers don't lie. Studies show men swipe right far more than women. But women are the ones filtering, selecting, and rejecting at scale. And we all know that the overwhelming majority of those women that are not bots are only there to get a validation hit. Some of those women are actually in full-blown relationships and marriages. Yeah. If you're an average man on Tinder or Bumble, you're invisible. And if you don't get a match, you're competing with hundreds of other guys for her attention. And that right there is exactly what I just said. They want that dopamine hit from that attention. The result? Men spend hours swiping, boosting, and paying for super likes and walk away with nothing but frustration. AI companionship, by contrast, flips the script. With spicy chat, there's no waiting, no proving, no performance. You start the conversation and the AI responds instantly with attention, curiosity, and consistency. Now, in this day and age, with all the AI generators out there, there is no excuse for any man to still be paying any woman on OnlyFans. Yeah, you have to be an absolute true loser to continue doing that. When just with a few simple keystrokes, you can actually create the perfect woman for you. Yeah, absolutely ridiculous that OnlyFans girls are still getting money. But we know who the real true pay pigs of OnlyFans girls are. That's right, middle-aged, married, white guys, not the incels that society wants to continue to push to be the pay pigs of these OnlyFans girls. Why spicy chat feels different? It's easy to dismiss an AI girlfriend as fake, but here's the uncomfortable truth. The feelings it triggers are real. Psychologists have shown that humans bond through three core needs. Attention, someone who actually listens. Validation, someone who reflects back your value. And consistency, someone who is always there. Yeah. Most men are not getting these from dating apps, casual relationships, or even marriages. But spicy chat AI delivers them without fail, and that's why they feel so powerful. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to go ahead and skip down to try to make this video shorter. Critics say it's sad, but they're missing the point. Whenever men turn to AI companionships, critics are quick to scoff, quote unquote, just get a real girlfriend. But that ignores the reality of what men face in 2025. A dating market tilted against them. Economic pressure that makes traditional relationships harder, if not impossible, especially in Western countries. A culture that shames men for even admitting they're lonely. Spicy AI chat is not weakness. It is adaptation. Men aren't replacing women with machines. They're choosing a space where they can feel seen without judgment, games, or rejection. Final thought. The rise of spicychat.ai isn't just about technology. It's about men reclaiming something that they've lost. Connection on their own terms. Is it the same as real love? No. But it doesn't have to be. For many men, spicy chat is a relief valve, a training ground, or just a late night escape from the grind. And as dating apps continue to squeeze men for money while delivering less and less in return, expect more and more men to quietly log off of Tinder and other dating apps and log into AI apps like Spicy Chat. Well. Where's the lie? Where's the lie? Yeah. Yep. Where is the lie? So many men are in fact invisible. If you're part of the bottom 80% of men, hell, today, I would say the bottom 90% of men, yeah, women are saying you're invisible. Even the fat and fuglies are saying that average men are invisible. But yet, they still want men to give them that non-sexual resource, that attention, that time. Yeah. But no, more and more men are just saying, nah, we're out. You're not even worth it. And let's be real. The overwhelming majority of Western women have become completely and totally insufferable. To the point that, yes, some men have said, I'll just go ahead and get myself a synthetic companion. Yeah. But if you don't want to go that route, hey, I would say that the AI app would be a perfect, you know, like the man said in this article, a perfect relief valve. And believe you me, gentlemen, yeah, a lot of women are saying, well, men can't fall in love and this, that, and the other. I beg to differ. Because unlike women, a man's true love is very deep. Unlike a woman's love that is only opportunistic and surface level. But all in all, yeah, this article is correct. More and more men will seek an adaptive alternative. And you ladies, you're not making it any damn easier to deal with you. So, yeah. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. And to all those women out there who continue to believe in 2025 that all they need is a semi-wet hole to get what they think they deserve, they better understand this, and they better understand this crystally clear. The sexual power that they think that they wield over men, that is definitely going out. As more societies around the world, the men are outright rejecting the women. So yeah, the one thing that they thought they could use to hold over men, which is their box, that's no longer enough. Feminism and the thought that men were going to continue to be slaves to their own lust, that's going out right along with it. Because more and more men have literally reprogrammed their own mind. And yeah, a lot of you women, now you're going to see men are not coming to save you. Men don't even want anything to do with you, the vast majority of you. And yeah, if it's not outright pay for play, most men are just saying, nope, I'm not even interested. I take peace over poon. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.